Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. That might be how it goes. That, of course, is a can being kicked. What are we talking about? Like a waving flag, get older. Yes, the people's flag.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
If you come down and visit us here at the Avenue, our studio is adjacent to the 3rd Street Market Hall in a space that was once sort of the big atrium when you came in the Grand Avenue Mall back in the day. One of the anchors of the revitalization and reimagination of this whole downtown space is a company called Grafe. So if you come in here and you look up, you will see their multi-level, beautiful build-out that overlooks the food hall and outside overlooks like 3rd and Wisconsin. 3rd Street, now Martin Luther King Drive all the way through, but so 3rd and Wisconsin, essentially. In the new year, this major international engineering, planning, and design firm, headquartered right here in Milwaukee, will have new leadership. Longtime president and CEO at Grafe, John Kissinger, is moving on. The transition of leadership underway, John remaining on as CEO through December, and then Pat Cresson, elevated to president of the company, will become president and CEO in January of 2025. Both gentlemen in studio with us this morning. I want to talk about a lot of stuff as we look not only to the future of your company, gentlemen, but also the future of big buildings, big properties, big projects right here in Southeast Wisconsin. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having
Short
us.
Short walk. Nice. I mean, it's convenient enough.
It's pretty easy.
John, let's start with you. We'll talk about your transition here in a little bit, but first to your decision to move the company headquarters here to downtown Milwaukee from Wauwatosa area, west side there of Milwaukee, kind of near State Fair Park. And you were one of the first major tenants here in this property, the first to take a chance on doing something different, to save and rebuild this piece of downtown real estate. How about your leadership on that? And I know you had some pushback, too. It took some convincing.
Yeah, I mean, we were the first tenant in this development, and we're actually coming up on our five-year anniversary. It's hard to believe it. We've been here 5 years now. Really, you know, Pat had a lot to do with that, because I remember Pat and I talking to the owners of the building when the space was just empty, and we were really not thinking of coming down to Wisconsin Avenue at that time. We just sort of, as a courtesy, went with them to see their space. And I remember Pat afterwards being really excited and saying, you know, that could really be something, John, you know, with all that light, because we have a lot of natural light in our space. But yeah, at first it was, you know, our employees were concerned about being downtown. You hear all the negative images that they have about downtown Milwaukee, none of which are true. So we had to spend some time and educate them. I mean, there were three big issues. It was the commute, it was crime, and it was parking. And so we did our best to, you know, we had people come in from the police to talk to us about what the crime was really like in the neighborhood. We showed everybody how long the commute would be, and we, you know, we did our best to make everybody as comfortable with the whole process of moving down here. And everybody came down, and we really didn't have any employees left because of that.
Well, I know you certainly have enough parking spots, because I drive by the reserved for Grafe. Pat, let's bring you in now. Pat Cresson is the president of Grafe, will transition to become president and CEO here in the new year. Pat, you're a UW grad, I know, very proud. What can you imagine a better scenario than to be able to do this and to ascend at this position right here in Milwaukee?
No, thanks for having us this morning. It was really kind of something I kind of lucked into. I went to school to be an attorney. Somehow became a landscape architect, and then I found Grafe. And I always kept thinking, oh, I'm going to move to one of these fancy cities, one of these fancy communities somewhere in the country. But then we just kept winning these great projects, like Milwaukee Art Museum, Bayshore. And then we were doing golf courses for Pete Dye. And Grafe just supported me as well as the rest of my colleagues for all of it. And we just kept being more successful. So it's great to stay home, build, and work for a great company.
Let's talk about what you do, because as I've explained Grafe to others, you know, we see the flashy exterior of these buildings. Those architects get to put out their renderings of the skyscrapers and stuff, and it looks really pretty. You all do the guts and the things that are super important, right, but that we don't often see.
Yeah, we have a lot of really talented people, and they really take pride in what they do as far as engineering these buildings, whether that's structural, mechanical, electrical, plumbing, civil engineering. It's really the exciting stuff. I mean, you want to get somebody really excited, come talk to them about sizing beams and things like that. It's pretty awesome.
What's the crystal ball look like for the city of Milwaukee? I mean, obviously, I know NM is doing some more work, and there always seems to be a project. What do you guys foresee in the 5 to 10 year future?
Well, we're working on some really good projects that are just finishing now, like 333, Couture, Baird Center, recent grand opening. We've got a lot of other really great projects on the books, Iron District, a few others we can't talk about that will be coming out in the next few months. But I think the future is bright.
Pat Crescent is the president at Grafe. He will ascend to become president and CEO as John Kissinger ends his run here in the new year. John, let me ask you about the future of more business coming to Milwaukee. Others followed suit. Milwaukee Tool, actually, you helped them with their building in the engineering of that. Who else do we have? Fiserv right here around the corner.
Yep.
Do you foresee more and more companies making the move that you did and becoming a part of downtown?
Well, it certainly seems like Westtown particularly has become a very big place. Now, Good Karma's someone who came here from Capitol Drive. And so I think, there could be more. Westtown is getting pretty crowded now, so I don't know how much room. But definitely, even today, you'd see even a lot of our competitors. We were the first one, but a lot of our competitors have moved into the downtown space. So there still seems to be in Milwaukee, as opposed to some other cities, a really big interest in companies being in the central business zone. And I think that's because it's pretty accessible, and there's a lot of nice properties down here. And so I think you'll continue to see, I don't know if we're going to have a Fiserv or a Milwaukee Tool, but it could be.
That's what I was going to ask, though, is the why. And that's not a shot at Milwaukee, but just in general. If more people are working from home now, or at least there is a faction of worker that is talented and wants to do that forever now, why are companies interested in moving locations or coming downtown where it may be more expensive?
Yeah, I think people still like to work downtown. As much as everybody says everybody wants to work from home or they want to have – our employees, by and large, really like being down here and all the activity with the market hall and with you and the other tenants in the building. So there's still an attraction there, particularly if you get people who come in from another younger people who maybe come from a rural area that think, this is kind of cool. And a lot of them live not too far away. Well, a lot of our employees don't live very far away from us. So I think the old-fashioned attraction of downtown still exists. And I think one of the reasons why Milwaukee seems to be doing well there is it's downtown is pretty accessible. We're in some larger cities where the commutes to go downtown are quite long, and there it's a little more of a challenge to get people to come into the offices downtown.
Pat, as you continue to build the future, not only here in Milwaukee, but internationally, who do you need? Do you need engineers? Do you need office type folks who are outside of the engineering scope, but do the other important things? Like, how are you set for employment for the future?
Yes, we need all those.
Yes,
people.
All.
Yes. For Grafe, we're really, engineering, planning, design. So, one of the main reasons to come downtown was really to be attractions for those types of people. And what we're finding is this location has really been helpful for us from a recruitment standpoint. And we're looking to do this in our other locations because I think to get the best and the brightest engineers, designers, etc., you really need to have that great culture and that great facility to attract them and keep them. A lot of our people want to come to work every day, which is great.
See, he says beanbag chairs maybe too, Vince.
I'm always hard on the beanbag sitters.
Like, if you need a beanbag, I don't think we have any beanbags.
No beanbags up there. Where are your engineers coming from? Are they coming out of UW? Are they coming out of here in Wisconsin? Are they coming from all over the world?
Not all over the world, but I would say we have a pretty heavy mix from the Midwest. A lot of graduates from Wisconsin, Minnesota, Purdue, Illinois, Texas, Florida, a few California.
MSOE.
A lot of MSOE. Yeah.
You like folks who would like to stay in Wisconsin or have some Wisconsin experience?
Not mandatory. I mean, what we're looking for is the best and the brightest, people with a passion for what they do, and we're going to find a way to work with you. And we want you to come work for Grave because we want you to be successful. We want you to work on these awesome projects, and we want to help support you in your career. So wherever you're at, that's what we're looking for.
John, what are you going to do with yourself?
That's a good. Well, I don't know. I was thinking of doing radio. I thought that
we have openings.
Come on in.
Looked like a pretty good gig. You know, I'm going to take some time off, just kind of relax for a little bit. I'd like to be. I've been very involved in the community, and I'd like to stay involved with some. I'm hoping that I'll be able to stay involved, even if I don't have a title anymore, with some of the organizations that I'm involved in. And so, get up on a Wednesday and decide to go play golf. I think that's kind of what I'm looking forward to.
That sounds
amazing. Sounds like a really good plan, John. Thank you so much for your leadership. You're one of the reasons that we're in this building, and I agree with everything you said about working downtown. I love it. It's very exciting to be here, so I appreciate that. And, Pat, best of luck as you lead this great local company forward.
Thanks, guys.
And thanks, both
thanks,
of you
guys.
For being
good
here.
To see you.
8:23 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Checking in with Debbie here.
All right. We've got some delays out there and a couple of issues. First of all, northbound 894, just north of Beloit Road, right lane is blocked with a crash. Yes, another one in the same spot. So backups again through the Hale Interchange. Also northbound 41, just before you get to Burleigh, and got the right shoulder blocked with a crash there. A new one on 41 southbound at Appleton Avenue. That one's off on the left shoulder. Delays along southbound 43 because of another. Well, it's actually, this one's a broken down vehicle. Same effect, though. The right lane is blocked right at Good Hope Road. So delays all the way back to Brown Deer Road. Eastbound 94 is backed up from the Zoo Interchange all the way through the stadium to 35th Street. Westbound 94 also seeing some backups through the stadium interchange as well. Wet roads causing some delays as well through the Mitchell Interchange around the Plainfield curve up to Oklahoma Avenue. I'm Debbie Lazaga with your WTMJ Johnson & Sons Paving Time Saver Traffic.
The news you need to know.
Baldwin leaves Hovde 53-47% among likely and registered voters.
Well, you won't see Brewers baseball on Valley Sports Wisconsin beginning next season.
Join Greg Matzik and Jessica Tai every weekday from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m.
So I am to believe that is one of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. So she's got ties to Milwaukee.
This was huge for Milwaukee, and I didn't realize how much Milwaukee was going to be profiled in this episode. It was all about Milwaukee.
On Wisconsin's Midday News.
How much does it cost to talk to Gruber Losses after a serious crash? It's free. Yes, free. As in, it won't cost you anything to speak with us. Not sure if you have a case? Call our team at Gruber Losses today. Your first call and your first consultation are always free. And you'll never pay us a fee until we win your case. If you've been seriously injured, call Gruber Losses. One call, that's all.
WDTMJ's Eric Bilstead, I'm talking to you. You wake up every day, day after day, morning after morning, and your back hurts, joint pain in your knees, and you're just like, ugh, I don't even want to work today, let alone get up and walk to the bathroom. These knees. And I get it, because you tried the steroid shots, and they don't work, and they don't last very long, and you don't know about the long-term harm of them, and the daily doses of medication and all that's basically just a Band-Aid, plus you don't want to just pop painkillers all the time. So what do you do? You don't want the surgery. You don't want all that. QC Kinetics. Trust me on this. QC Kinetics is the way to go. It's real lasting relief. Thousands of patients are doing this. It's not newfangled technology. It's a real thing. People in Milwaukee reducing the inflammation, getting mobility back, and most importantly, getting their lives back. Call QC Kinetics today. You can stop by their location in Mequon or in Greenfield and set yourself up an appointment. Talk to their local folks there. QC Kinetics. Here's the phone number. 414-285-3474. That's 414-285-3474. Call QC Kinetics today.
For quality windows, siding, and doors, call 866 for Feltco.
It's the one store you'd guess everyone has been in at least once, right? Everyone has been in a Walgreens.
For sure. Can't not have been.
Walgreens announcing today, about an hour and a half ago, it is shutting down 1,200 stores in the next 3 years. 500 Walgreens will shut down in the next fiscal year, so into 2025. Walgreens announcing that it's dealing with pharmacy reimbursement pressure, softer consumer spending, challenges related to its push into primary care. It was trying to build off and make these bigger clinics. And because of that, it's going to slash costs and cut 1,200 stores nationwide.
I think it's just so fascinating. There's so many factors that can be playing a role in this. A couple of the closures here in the Milwaukee area, at least one of them was, I think, flat out due to retail theft. You can't operate a store profitably if people are fleecing you daily, as reports have been. So you have some of that. I don't think it's that exclusively, though. You look at what is Walgreens. And if you get caught in one of these areas, I've told this story before, but when the supermarket wars were sort of going on, there was a local supermarket consultant. His job was to sort of look at how supermarkets work. So I'm talking about food stores, right?
Yeah.
And this was about the time that Kohl's went out of business, Kohl's Food.
Yep.
And he said Kohl's got trapped in the middle. You have your specialty stores, your corner specialty store, your butcher shops that have some other things, or Ascendix, which is a different level of experience and smaller. And then you have the Walmarts and now Kroger taking over the Pick and Saves and that, and they're selling on volume and their prices are better. And then Kohl's was just like neither large enough to compete there, but not small enough or unique enough in its experience.
To be niche.
Right. And it got caught in the middle. And I wonder if that's what's happening at Walgreens. What are you? Are you a pharmacy? Are you a provider of healthcare services, like doing shots and things like that? They're selling food now. They sell booze. Are you that? And then you can't compete with the Walmarts who are doing all that, even Target, right?
So it's like a mini Target. I guess that the difference between a Walgreens and a Target, though, in my mind, is just the location and the size of it. It's nice having a mini Target a couple of blocks away. I mean, heck, my kids could even ride their bikes to our Walgreens if they wanted to.
And that's another point, though, in terms of size of scale. Like, there was a while when Walgreens was just building like crazy. And there was one, and you're like, why are they building a Walgreens here? There's one like a mile away.
Right.
Like, so many. So to that point, it became walkable or easily accessible. However, in tough times, then you're overbuilt.
So we should point out there are more than 8,000 Walgreens nationwide. So the fact that they're shutting down 1,200 isn't going to be dramatically noticeable. We don't know yet on which ones are being shut down or if any in Wisconsin.
Only 8,000. I thought that number's low.
I think it's 8,700.
CVS is bigger, and that's sort of moved into our market, but that was bigger in other places, right? And I don't want to start listing them, but I know there are others that are popular in other regions of the country. But yeah, I just think there's a lot going on there. All of those things could be contributing factors. 8:31 on Wisconsin's Morning News. So what are we supposed to do about these park and rides?
They're pushing us out, but where do we go? Yeah.
Unable to find a solution, you just heard it in the news, unable to motivate or even heretofore force people who've been camping and living in the Southside Park and Ride lots, Wisconsin Department of Transportation, which manages these spots, is now just going to flat close them to everyone.
I don't know what you guys see out there, but like, we got a lot of pride here. Like, we got a community here. We have a system that works.
Well, it doesn't work. Bottom line is that's not what these lots are for. That's a guy who goes by Goose. Probably seen him on TV today. He's talking with TMJ4 News, some of the other stations as well. He's been camping at the park and ride off of Holt Avenue. So that's on the south side. If you're coming up toward downtown Milwaukee, it would be on your left, west side of the freeway there. Been camping there for 3 months. Others have been there longer. The College Avenue lots, that's closer. That's where I get on and off. College Avenue lots in, I guess technically that would be Oak Creek.
Is that where we parked?
Street.
Is that where you and I parked?
Yeah.
So you and I kind of experienced one of the complaints that people have had about these encampments firsthand. Eric and I, where were we go? Was that the Eclipse Day?
That was Eclipse Day.
Okay, no need to revisit that. But we did what these lots are designed for. You and I are going on a long trip together. Hey, park. I'll meet you at the park and ride.
Yep. And then we shot down.
Left a car there, and then we shot down. You carpool, and folks do that on their way to work or big roadies or whatever. Folks also pick up the bus there. Well, there was a guy there, and he came at you like aggressively.
Yeah, when we got back.
Something to say.
Yeah.
And then when you didn't really engage with him, then he came for me, and I could hear him shouting through my closed window. Your buddy didn't want to talk to me over there, and he starts swearing at me. Like, so again, I'm a compassionate person. I think we all have a duty to find some empathy with folks who have no place to go and are on desperate times.
Absolutely.
That said, you also have a duty to keep yourself safe. And,
directly or indirectly, it changes people's behavior.
Yes.
Then they stop using the park and ride.
These encampments are making people feel unsafe. And lest you say that's just a perception, here's the reality. Authorities, both the Milwaukee Police Department and Sheriff's Office, report for a 3-month period over the summer, 275 calls for service. So whether they're dispatching sheriff's deputies there, Milwaukee police officers, that's an average of 3 to 4 times a day. Authorities are being called to these lots. The calls include violence, fighting, weapons, assault, theft. No one is suggesting, or you shouldn't be anyway, that it's every one of these people who are living there, but it is some of them, and it's why you can't have people live there. The question is, though, what are we supposed to do? Like, where are they supposed to go? County Services says, well, we found spots for 80 people. Some of those folks don't want to go to a place. They don't want to work with the county and go live somewhere else. And I guess they don't have to, but the word is you can't stay here. Don't have to go home, but you can't stay here, right? Is the old saying. Mm-hmm. We can't stay here, but then where are they going to go?
So they have until Monday to figure that out.
And then the sad part, too, is then, okay, now everybody loses. Now you're going to just close it. Nobody can use that park and ride lot at Holt.
But what do you expect? Do you think they'll just reopen it after a bit?
Like I do.
After, I don't know, a couple of weeks or something or longer, just to see if they can prevent people from just returning right away?
You have to feel like that's the play, right? So you clear it out once and for all. And who's in here? No one. No one's in here. So we can't have any debate as to whether or not you've been here too long or whatever. Right. And then once folks stop living there, perhaps they can reopen. But you'll have to reopen with some better monitoring to prevent the encampment from taking hold in the first place.
Do you ever remember this happening before?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I mean, it's not recent like last couple of months. It's last couple of years.
Right.
But, right. No.
A decade ago or longer.
Grew up here, lived just college and first job up in Green Bay, but lived here almost my entire life. I do not recall this at the park and rides being a thing. So where it goes from here still remains an open question this morning.
They put you on a list and you wait forever. So then what do you do in the meantime? So we started our own community.
8:49 on Wisconsin's Morning News. What's going to happen? Going to gavel in here shortly.
Do you have a prediction?
Gavel in.
How will it go? I mean, it could go just this way. That might be how it goes. That, of course, is a can being kicked. What are we talking about? Like a waving flag, get older. Yes, the people's flag. It returns to the news today, kind of, we think. It's on the agenda anyway. City Hall, Milwaukee Common Council, has an unfinished item listed in its agenda, and it is the people's flag. You may recall the people flag. It's that blue-yellow flag. It depicts the sun rising over Lake Michigan. It was first created years ago by a group of do-gooders who just wanted to create a new flag for the city.
2016, right?
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
Like, right. Mid-10.
And ultimately, the city would never officially adopt it. So you don't see it flying in some areas. You don't see it like painted on side of city trucks. However, you do see it a lot of places because that's why they call it the people's flag, because the people kind of just took it and ran with it. Well, not everyone likes it. So a month ago, the aldermen struggled to come to a consensus. They tried to kick it back to committee. They couldn't do that. Detractors weren't happy with it. Bauman said, come on, you're going to pass this on 8-7 vote? Well, hold on, sorry. I'm getting too excited about the music.
If we're going to actually adopt a flag by one vote, that's out of order, guys. Come on. There needs to be consensus here. That's not the people's flag if it passes by one vote.
Well, other aldermen were like, look, don't care really either way about the flag, but we have other things to deal with. Alderman Spiker brought up the fact that, you know, we do have a new mayor budget plan that we should really consider instead.
We really can't devote our full attention to that. We have to also mull this over for a month, tell our constituents when they call me, which they will. What do you mean you're still talking about that?
yes. And then there is Alderwoman Coggs, who is also against the flag, but admitted that she doesn't think anyone really cares.
I know people are tired of talking about this. I know I've talked to many of you. Most of you don't even care. Even those of you who support it, if we're honest.
If we're being honest, none of you really care. So what they end up doing? Well, they kick the can. They basically, in a rare move, put it back into council. So now it's on the agenda again today. So do they vote on it or do they try to kick it again?
I'm just calling for a vote. And if it's no, it's no. I've said, I like the flag. I would like to see the city adopt the flag.
The people's flag you like.
Yes.
But
so
the current city's flag from 1950, you care about that one?
No, I don't care about that one. Like, I've never really thought of it. It's kind of dorky looking. It's got just pictures of all kinds of stuff on it.
Well, so do you think maybe behind the scenes there's been a plan already put in place
where they're going to be like, hey, look, you know, here's what we're going to do. We can let, we'll let this fly in its couple of places. We'll call it some other type of flag. We're not going to officially adopt it. We want to put this to rest.
Right. Okay, fine.
You think they'll try to do that?
And then just leave it the people's flag, and then it's status quo, and that's fine. I just, if you want it off your agenda, you have to take it off your agenda, and then go ahead and vote no. And we'll just live.
Man. But here's why I love the people flag story so much, is because no one's getting hurt.
Right.
It's it's a silly bureaucracy story, and no one is actually being affected by this in any way.
Here's the other thing. I actually will push back on myself here a little bit, because I'm like, well, shouldn't we be worried about the budget or the other things? Like, we're assuming that it takes a great amount of brain power to sit here and mull over the flag.
Yeah, like, to do two things.
Like, I can't possibly move on to passing the budget while this flag issue is hanging over our heads. 100% of my time at City Hall is being spent on this.
Yes.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
WTMJ forecast sponsored by Dave Drake Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. Saturday, I got mostly sunny skies and a high of 70 degrees. Got to get through today, tomorrow on the chillier end. Showers should come to an end before noon today and a high of just 52 degrees. Freeze warning. You know what that's from, right?
Flash Gordon?
I hadn't thought of that one. All right, I'll have to go back for that. Freeze warning in effect for southeast Wisconsin tonight as temperatures will dip below freezing away from Lake Michigan. Should stay just above the freezing mark if you're on the lakeshore. Morning frost on Wednesday, then a high of 57 degrees.
So that means you have to turn the furnace on?
If you haven't, have you not?
You've never heard of a sweatshirt?
Or I guess you too, with children in your house. Like, what are you trying to prove?
You said it was going to be 80 again.
I am on record as saying twice. Two more 80s this year. Well, weekend looks nice. 8:58 WTMJ Political Power Hour. Steve Scafidi is just ahead. Please, 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 please.